Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, and I thank you for taking 30 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in the middle of a great study. The sermon I just preached last week, we're looking at this mysterious John the Baptist. Just a couple of quick words here and a few announcements of what's going on here in this ministry. And at the church that I pastor, we are having a Christmas Eve service that'll be Friday at 5:30, 5:30 in the evening. Someone said 5:30 a.m.? That's way too early for us. 5:30 p.m., you are invited. Love to see if you live in the area. Why don't you stop on by if your church isn't doing anything, or if you're looking for an odd day to come and visit Island, can have a wonderful service. Mostly music, a little bit of preaching, actually telling of the Christmas story, and a lot of music, a lot of worship. And we're going to slow down here this Christmas Eve and stop and remember the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. That's what's going on at our church this weekend. Love to see you actually this Friday. Sunday, my associate pastor, Darren Solano, will be bringing the word, and I believe he's preaching on free will, ? Love to see you. I'm sure he would love to see you as well. Sunday morning at 10:30. For more info on this ministry, you can download the app for the church. It's Island Community Church, FL. The app for this program is WGOD Radio. I think it's broadcast, maybe. It's a blue crown. You can't miss it. So that's some of the things going on here. You can write to me. I'd love to hear from you. I hear from many of you when you come and visit the church and tell me you've been a longtime listener on the radio, and I appreciate that very much. If you'd like to get a hold of me for any reason, paul@wgodradio.com. That's my email address. I'll get that email immediately. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, let's get into this message now. This will be a part two and the conclusion of this message, John the Baptist.
We're in John chapter 1. Listen closely to this. I'm in John chapter 1. I'm going to read from verse 6. Only one verse. John chapter 1, verse 6. Or listen to what I say here as I read this to you. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. Seems like no biggie on the surface, but let's dig a little deeper and let's slow down reading this. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. Let me change the wording some to help you grasp what he's saying here. There was a man sent from the police station whose name was Officer Rick. Let me try that again. There was a man sent from the police station. You know, Gene had to call the police this week because of our donut king out here in the parking lot who wants to see how many donuts he can do before he dies or gets struck by a bolt of lightning. There was a man sent from the police station whose name was Officer Rick. Or how about this? There was a woman sent from the adoption agency and her name was Betty. I can see 48 light bulbs now. There's more to this man than meets the eye. I know what you're thinking. Maybe that's supernatural. Hello, let's make it worse. The Greek word translated from is the Greek word para, which means alongside of. Here's that word in action. Let me give you a few words with para in it. Help you understand this. Paralegal. Parallel. I'm selling an iPhone commercial. Paramedic, paranoia, paraphrase, parapsychology, paradox,
Parable.
It's a Greek word, parabole. Paramilitary. Parasailing. Paranormal. Paratrooper. And now hear what the word of God says. There was a man sent paratheu. Think about that. There was a man sent from alongside of God whose name was John. Could that possibly mean what it says? You bet your sweet Bippy it means exactly what it says. And that is, John is supernatural. There was a man sent from alongside of God. His name was John. Can't you just hear it now up in heaven? I can't whistle, but if I could, it would be, whoop. Hey, John, you're up. Or more appropriate, would he hear, hey, Elijah, you're up. Elijah. You think I'm crazy? Let's keep reading. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 17, starting in verse 10. You're not going to think I'm crazy when you walk out these doors. And no, I'm not talking about reincarnation either. Elijah never died. It's appointed on the man wants to die and after his judgment. Everybody dies in this world. God is supernatural. People in the Bible are supernatural. Just because you can't understand it all doesn't mean it's not true. There's more to this guy than meets the eye, regardless if you can understand it or not. Matthew chapter 17, verse 10, they're coming down from the Mount of Transfiguration. The disciples asked him, saying, why then do the scribes say that Elijah has to come first? Now, you all know the reason for that. Because the Old Testament said it was going to happen, right? I will send you Elijah the prophet. Jesus now answers this question. Jesus answered and said to them, I'm in verse 11, Matthew 17, 11. Parse his words. Remember, my words are spirit and they are life. He never wasted a word. Every word means something that he says. Listen carefully to what he says. Indeed, Elijah is coming first and he will restore all things. But, you see, that's to gum up the works, throwing that butt in there. I was doing fine without the butt, right? Elijah is coming first. He's going to restore all things. Yeah, I'm with you there. But now, as Jesus always does, he's got to throw a butt in there. But I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they did not recognize him. But they did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands. So they're coming down from the mountain. They saw Elijah alive and Moses. So they're coming down from the mountain. They say to Jesus, why do the people who wrote the Old Testament, why do they say that Elijah has to come? And Jesus said, indeed, Elijah is coming and he's going to restore all things. But I say to you, Elijah has already come. But they did not recognize him. And they did to him whatever they wished. Now look at what the Bible says next. Verse 13. Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. Wow, what a mystery. Who is this guy? Elijah has already come, Jesus said. You guys didn't recognize him, and you killed him. And the Bible says, then they understood he was talking about John. Who in the world is John the Baptist? John chapter 1, verse 21, they asked him, are you Elijah? And he said, no, I'm not. But they asked Jesus if he was Elijah. And he said, I say to you, among those born of women, there is not risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And if you are willing to receive it, listen to this. Matthew 11, 14, the Son of God says to you, if you are willing to receive this, he is Elijah. Now, if you're not willing to receive it, then you won't understand it, or you call me crazy, or you go home and put volleyball on. This is why he says at the end of this, let him who has ears to hear, let him hear. Because not everyone's going to hear and understand this. Jesus says, if you're willing to receive this, if you're willing to understand God's bigger than you are, and that he does things that are unfathomable, he chose you before he made any of this. He chose you and called you and marked you out for salvation before the sun shone here on this earth. God's bigger than you. And he's greater than you. And he's stronger than you. If you're willing to receive this, John the Baptist is Elijah. Now that is deep. What do you think, Pastor? We could camp out there for a month, couldn't we? Longer than that. Longer than that, yeah. Amen to that. That's an understatement. Longer than that. John the Baptist, 3 points. Number one, the person of John. Number two, the ministry of John. Number three, the humanity of John. Let's move on to the ministry. Back again to the original prophecy. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers. So, what's he going to do? He's going to restore broken fellowship. I finally, you know, this is the challenge from preaching the same thing more than once, is what you're going to learn the next time around when you're studying for it. And that is, this has nothing to do with a witness at the end of the age. This has to do with John the Baptist. Look at his ministry. Turn hearts. His ministry is to restore broken fellowship. This is what his ministry. Turn hearts inward, let's call it. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. He will turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. This was one of his ministries. Luke 3:3 reveals the other. He went to all the region around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley will be filled, every mountain and hill brought low. Crooked places will be made straight, and the rough ways smooth. All flesh will see the salvation of God. So the ministry of John was to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus, who was soon to follow. And what do you know? It's the same as your ministry. It's the same as yours, in that you are preparing people for his second coming. John prepared people for his first. You are preparing people for his second. We read in 2 Corinthians 5:20 that you and I are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. It's like you're sitting there in that place in New York. What's it called? The UN. Everyone sits behind a card of where they're from. You get to the card that says God on it, and guess what? You're sitting there. Not me, you. You. You represent God. You are God's hands and feet here. We're come to the end of the age here. Look around. You've come to the time where the government's forcing you. We're seeing Bible prophecy fulfilled all around us. Let's just say it that way. You are the ambassador for Jesus Christ. The ministry of John is the same as yours. Get people ready for his return. Okay, point number three, the humanity of John. Now it came to pass, when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples, that he departed from there to teach and preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples. All right, first off, some time had passed. He's off the mountaintop now, the joyous top of the mountain, and now he's down here in the demon-possessed valley. And he's in jail. In jail for defending God's honor. He's in jail for standing up for righteousness. Maybe he's in jail, Cameron, for refusing to get vaccinated at his job. Dum, 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 dum. Where's that cricket ringtone that I love so much? I don't make this stuff up. Those are signs that you'll know that his return is near, when the government will force you to take an identifying mark in order to buy or sell out here in society. And how many people here are well-schooled with the Greek alphabet? Maybe we'll do that next Wednesday. We'll find out what letters after Omicron. All right, I got 48 one of those. Ramda. Or Ro, actually. R-H-O. Remember that one next Christmas when it comes around and they lock you in your house. And then, once Corona Sigma comes your way, remember that when they lock you down the following year. I don't make this stuff up. I'm just a Bible expositor, and I help share with you the signs that Jesus gave us that his return is near. And when there's all this foolishness going on around you, you'll know his return is near, because those are the signs that he gave us. The whole world will be filled with pestilence. People will hate each other. People will be killed because they're a Christian. And everyone around you will be offended at every silly little thing. How are we doing with that? Right? Ty Cobb, take a seat. Or Babe Ruth, we're batting 1,000. Let me go back on here to John. When he heard about the works of Christ, he's in jail. He's in jail for saying something mean to the king. For telling him never mind, I'm not going there. First off, some time had passed. He's in jail for defending God's honor, standing up for righteousness. And like I said, by the way, that will land you in jail just as fast as John. Believe me, if you went out here today to a homosexual or transvestite in the state of California or New Jersey or one or two other states, and if you told them that there was hope for them, the sentence for that crime is 1 year punishable in prison. 1 year. It's called the anti-conversion therapy law. The anti-conversion therapy law. Back to the top. When John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and he said to him, capital H, are you the coming one? Or should we look for another? All right, now wait a minute. What kind of question is that? Whatever happened to, you should be baptizing me? What happened to the fire of this guy, John the Baptist? Whatever happened to, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world? Whatever happened to, behold the confident John who pulls no punches? What happened to John the Baptist? Jesus was his cousin. What happened to him? I'll tell you what happened to him. Things didn't turn out in his life like he expected. That's what happened to him. Things didn't go the way that he planned. Things didn't go the way that he hoped. And John became discouraged. I'm here to tell you today that even the best, even the strongest among us can get discouraged. You read all about them in the Bible from Moses. Moses got discouraged more than anyone in the Bible. Moses, Elijah, some little old lady came up to Elijah and said, "I'll get you, my pretty." And he goes, "Ah!" And he ran from here to Fort Pierce. A guy who just killed 800 prophets with his bare hand. Anyone can get discouraged. Just that fast. Peter got discouraged and said, "You know what? I'm going fishing." To even you. Now let's end it here for today. Let me encourage you that if things didn't turn out like you planned, first of all, God's not done with you yet. My Bible says, "He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." Write that down. It's not on here, but I got it in here. I share it with you. If things didn't turn out like you had planned, remember, you are a work in progress, and God is not done with you yet. He's not done with you. Thank you, Lord. I'll share with you now what I did have written down. Number one, stay in the Word. Read your Bible. Spend time with God in His Word if you find yourself discouraged. Number two, bear one another's burdens. That is, go and do something for somebody else. Think about these kids down the street here at this school and what kind of Christmas they're going to have because of people stepping up here at the church. Doesn't that make you feel good to make a difference in somebody else's life? If you find yourself discouraged over, I mean, the sky's the limit. We're at the limit now. This is a more discouraging age to live in since Romans were throwing Christians to the lions. Is this age we live in now? Number one, stay in the Word. Number two, remember, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Number three, bear one another's burdens. Go and do something for somebody else and watch the discouragement just leave you just that fast. Make a difference in somebody else's life. Go out and change. Some people out here don't have two nickels to rob. Some don't have a loaf of bread. Go out here and make a difference in someone else's life. Perhaps make a ministry out of that, or a life of being there for somebody else. And I leave you with this scripture verse, Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Let us each esteem others as better than ourselves." Let's pray.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Some days we forget to look around us. Some days we can't see the joy that surrounds us. So caught up inside ourselves, take when we should give. So for tonight we pray for what we know can be, and on this day we hope for what we still can't see. It's up to us. Much to be thankful for. Look beyond ourselves, there's so much sorrow. It's way too late to say, I'll cry. Each of us must find our truth. We're so long overdue. So for tonight we pray for what we know can be, and every day we hope for what we still can't see. It's up to us to be the change, and even though we all can still do more, there's so much to be thankful for. Even with our differences, there is a place we're all connected. Each of us can find each other's light.